T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. We're coming up on 8:33 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, January 24th. Democrats serving as impeachment managers spent hours going into detail yesterday arguing that the president abused his power.
Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler, a New York Democrat, took this preemptive strike against President Trump's defense.
Everyone except President Trump and his lawyers agree that presidents can be impeached for abuse of power. The president's position amounts to nothing but self-serving constitutional nonsense.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, served as an impeachment manager during the Clinton impeachment. Graham gives the Trump impeachment managers good marks.
I thought they did a good job of taking bits and pieces of the evidence and creating a quilt out of it.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
China taking extraordinary measures to contain the spread of a new form of coronavirus. At least 26 confirmed dead in China.
China is shutting down 6 cities in the Hubei province. Quite a feat. This is at the heart of the outbreak there. That's total of 20 million people who no longer have access to public transportation, and they're required to wear masks when they're in public. The capital city of Beijing also canceling all major public events indefinitely. The World Health Organization still not calling this outbreak a global health emergency. That would free up more resources to help fight this virus.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni with that report. The family of Neil Armstrong, the first man to step on the moon, is donating a couple of items from Armstrong's personal collection to the Cosmosphere Space Museum in Hutchinson.
The items are a 4x6-inch American flag and a small piece of fabric from the wing of the Wright Flyer, the first flying machine built by the Wright brothers that flew at Kitty Hawk.
It's one small step for man.
Both of the items were taken aboard the Apollo 11 mission that reached the moon in 1969. Armstrong's 2 sons donated the artifacts, which will be put on public display at the museum later this year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
8:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our storm system that brought us some snow last night continues to slide on off to the southeast. And much quieter weather is going to be here for today and the rest of the weekend. With some clearing this afternoon, our high 39 with gusty northwest winds. Tonight's low 25, and then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 32 degrees, a wind chill 21. And that is your forecast here heading into the weekend. It's 8:35 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And Jad is going to take us to the box office.
Yes, and it seems like January every year, not exactly the greatest time for movies.
Yeah.
This is sort of traditionally the time of year where they just kind of let stuff go that they might not in another portion of the year or so. But we got some new releases going head-to-head at the movie theaters this weekend. Here's Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Matthew McConaughey stars in the Guy Ritchie film The Gentleman.
Who came to ask a wise and cunning lion about acquiring his territory?
A British drug lord tries to sell off his highly profitable empire to a dynasty of Oklahoma billionaires. The cast includes Michelle Dockery, Colin Farrell, Henry Golding, and Hugh Grant.
I don't go in that part of the house.
In The Turning, Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard is one of the children that a young governess is hired to watch over after their parents' death. But things become strange when the governess finds a room in the mansion that no one goes into.
Everybody!
And the last full measure is a war drama. It's inspired by the true story of a Vietnam War hero. 34 years after his death, Airman William Pitzenbarger Jr., Pitts, is awarded the nation's highest military honor for his actions on the battlefield. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
So that's what's hitting theaters this weekend.
All righty.
Yep. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin chats with one of the stars of the Fox show Almost Family.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actress Emily Osment of Almost Family. Now that season one is past the introductory setup, she's excited that it's time to really dive into this drama.
That's the most fun of any season is the middle, because you're really getting into the nitty-gritty of what's really going on and what our characters are dealing with.
Her character Roxy will continue to deal with her past, which means exploring a lot of heavy issues.
She was sexually abused as a child. She has had for a long time a very terrible opioid addiction, and now Roxy is gone to rehab. She's listened to everyone that cares about her, and she's taking care of herself. And now she's out, and she's thinking clearly, and she wants to speak the truth about the people that hurt her in the past, which is a very hard thing to do.
As for what it's been like to take on these storylines,
yeah, it's a lot. She's a very colorful character. She's a strong person, and I had so much fun playing kind of a broken character that found herself throughout the season, and that felt very powerful.
Osment says she appreciates how the show revolves around these three central female characters. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The former CEO of the Recording Academy says that she has evidence that the Song of the Year Grammy nominee last year did not deserve to be nominated.
What?
Deborah Dugan told ABC's Good Morning America she will not name the artist, but she has evidence that the artist ranked 18th out of 20 in the initial in the initial Song of the Year process. Moreover, she says that artist was on the committee that decides the nominees.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that could have been bad. This is America by Childish Gambino was Song of the Year. Other songs nominated, Ellie Mae, Shawn Mendes, Brandi Carlile, Drake, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, and Zedd. 35 songwriters nominated in all. So some potential problems there at the Grammys. Nintendo characters like Super Mario and Pokemon getting their own playground. NBC Universal says that they will open a fourth park in Orlando, and that's going to be a park dedicated to Nintendo characters.
Well, there was any land left in Orlando.
Well, apparently
there is.
Yeah, Super Mario Land, apparently. A new park is to open in 2023 and is part of a larger expansion at Universal Orlando that is going to double the size of the resort. So, yeah, plenty of land there, I guess, doubling the size of Universal Orlando. Okay, on this day in television history, way back in 1984, Ted, I thought this was actually kind of interesting. We'll see if you can recognize this.
Our enemies shall talk themselves to death, and we will bury them with their own confusion.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Yes. The famous commercial
there. Is that the ad they ran during the Super Bowl?
That is indeed the Super Bowl ad. 1984, on this day, Apple's Macintosh computer hit the market that was one of the first personal computers to feature a point-and-click interface.
Huh.
Its success made Apple the second-largest PC manufacturer for over a decade. The company announced the commercial rollout of the Mac with one of the most memorable TV spots of all time, that television spot there. It aired only once.
Just during the Super Bowl.
Just that one time.
Really?
During the Super Bowl.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and that was it for it. So, the Apple.
Well, talk about a great... Effective, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty effective. The Apple Macintosh computer hitting the market on this day back in 1984. Celebrating two birthdays.
Yes.
In the music world. We'll start with this one. These are two guys born on exactly the same day.
Sweet Caroline.
First up, 79 years old today, Neil Diamond.
Well, I believe. But didn't he appear in Wichita fairly recently?
Yeah, something like that, I think. Neil Diamond sold over 120 million recordings worldwide. He's been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he is a Kennedy Center honoree.
Big deal.
That's right. Also turning 79, born on exactly that same day. Singer Aaron Neville, turning 79 years old today. Multi-platinum selling R&B soul singer and musician. Neville also performs with his three brothers in the Neville Brothers. So recording not just a solo career, but also kind of a family career. Not too bad there. At Aaron Neville turning 79 years old today. Ted, that is all we have for The Blur today. But The Blur every weekday is brought to you by
the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. We love them so much. They do a great job. They're a family-owned appliance repair business, and they do great work. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, you call Terry and make an appointment. The phone number is 409-1525. Make sure you write that down. Someday you'll need it. Get the folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair to come help you out if you've got an appliance that is struggling. It is 843 with Steve and Ted, KNSS. The host of the John Whitmer Show, John Whitmer, joining us shortly here to preview his Sunday night program on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.